welcome to Independence, the FIEC podcast. My name's Joel Murray. I'm the Communications and Media Officer here at FIEC. And I'm joined on the line today by Jerry Straker. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Joel. Good to be here.
Hi. And Vanessa Rigby as well.
Hello.
Hi, Vanessa. Hello. Jerry's the pastor at Church by the Bay in Morecambe. Vanessa's the women's worker as well. We're here to talk a little bit about one of the entry in the Pray for 100 guide. But first of all, can you, Jerry, tell us a little bit about Church by the Bay? Where did it come from? What's the story of the church and what's your community like that you're serving?
Well, Church by the Bay, we are a 12-year-old church plant from Moorlands in Lancaster. Lancaster is a sort of student city with some families, and Morecambe is an old-fashioned working-class seaside town. And they kind of merge into each other, but they have a very distinct feel to them. So having been assistant pastor at Moorlands, we brought a team over this side of the river, although we were actually, most of us, already living this side of the River Lune in Morecambe. So an obvious and straightforward way to plant. It makes loads of sense. We are trying to reach a community of about 35,000 people, mostly white working class, quite a lot of social problems compared to the national average. So there are difficulties here, but it's a beautiful place to live and we're really blessed to be here.
I've got to say Church by the Bay sounds really lovely and picturesque without knowing anything about it anyway. So
there's a 4-mile prom and often Morecambe is the sunniest place in the Northwest as well, which is lovely. You've got views over the South Lakes. People go swimming in the bay at high tide. Although at low tide, that's a bit harder.
Yeah. So holiday makers up on the coast, they can come by and see you guys on Sunday.
Yes, indeed. We do get holiday visitors. We love to have them. They're very, very welcome, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Great. Vanessa, you're the women's worker. Tell us what your ministry looks like at Church by the Bay.
So this morning, for example, I've done a creche for our mums to have a Bible study time together. And then I've done a ladies' Bible study group. Called C3, which is our small groups together. I look after our older ladies in the congregation as part of my role as a C3 leader. And then I also do baby grows on a Thursday, which we're going to talk about. I help run the pop-up cafe, which is on a Tuesday, and I do some schools work as well. So we are blessed to be in two local schools doing Bible clubs. So that's Jam Club and Bible Explorers.
That sounds great. Lots to keep you busy through the week. And meet lots of people. We're going to talk a little bit about the Baby Grows group that you mentioned. I've got here, if people can see on the camera, our Pray for 100 guide. Where are we? Number 87 says Church by the Bay in Morecambe. Church by the Bay started a post-pandemic toddler group, spotting a gap in the market and a way of reaching young carers in the town. Baby Grows has just celebrated its first birthday. This was maybe end of last year. Praise God for this opportunity and pray that helpers would be able to make the most of conversations. So this is what we're going to be talking about first. It says you spotted a gap in the market to run the toddler group. So something new. I'm guessing it's something that wasn't running before the pandemic. So how did you kind of come about this, spotting this gap in the market? How did that all come about?
Just before you get going, because this is going to be your answer. As a church, we tried during the pandemic to be as responsive as we could. It was exhausting, but we tried to be all the way through, how can we make the most of this particular set of restrictions and criteria? And so all the way through the pandemic, we were quite quick to reopen, obviously with following all the rules. And we did a version of our pop-up cafe outside and all kinds of things like that. We just tried to be, by God's grace and with a great team of helpers, to be honest. And it was very tiring, as responsive as it could be. And this is a way that we wanted to respond to a particular set of circumstances, really.
I'd been reading quite a lot about new mums who'd never been to groups, whose children had been born in lockdown, who were really struggling about meeting people. And some children had never interacted with other children because they'd been lockdown babies. And they announced, I think on the Thursday, that toddler groups, if they were parent support groups, could reopen. We met on the Friday and Baby Grows was born. And we started pretty quickly.
It was a 20-minute meeting where we just agreed on everything, which is very unusual.
Wow, that's great.
Even the name came quickly.
Yeah.
So how so did... Sorry.
Let's say, how did you kind of go about kicking it off, reaching to those new mums and stuff?
Yeah, so we read what we were allowed to do. We were allowed 15 parents in the room, and then children under two, but we could include siblings. We already had a couple in the church who'd said that they had a real burden for new mums. So we prayed about it outside. We talked about how we could perhaps run it. And then I went in and rang those people that I knew had a bit of a burden for it, spoke to the mums in our church that had babies and asked if they'd commit to it and come weekly for us. And one of those mums designed our pretty little picture for it as well, for the leaflets. And we just launched. You spoke to the elders, obviously, first. And we probably launched pretty quickly. And we mainly did targeted Facebook posts at first. So we launched it on the church Facebook page. We paid for some advertising to hit the new mum criteria locally.
To a friend, it wasn't very expensive.
No.
Not very expensive to do that.
No.
Yeah. And you can go and target specifically parents of an age group of children, can't you, as well?
Yeah.
Somehow they know.
That's worrying.
And we sent it to some of the baby groups have different things that are on during the week. So I'd sort of checked on there that things were started post-pandemic, what days things were on, because we didn't want to take from other churches. And there was a real gap that none of the churches had started anything back. And I'd rung a couple of them and they weren't planning to start back for a while because of different reasons. And we had the building, we had the space, we had the people that were prepared to do it. So we just went for it. We did a sort of soft launch the first week, which I think was really helpful. Our mums from church came and invited their friends. And then we went bigger second week and sort of went all out with advertising. But people had to pre-book because of the COVID regulations at the time.
Sure. And so it was the year anniversary. When was that, kind of end of 2022? Is that right?
Yes. We launched on the 28th of April, 21. So this is our...
Almost as soon as we could, I'd have thought that a bit. And then, so we're into 2 years now, aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, great. So after 2 years, you don't have to pre-book and have social distancing and all that stuff now, thankfully. How are things going now?
It's gone really well. As with most toddler groups, you get sort of ups and downs in numbers, depending on what's on with schools locally. But we get on average between 15 and 30 parents a week. And it's a really lovely atmosphere. We get lots of regulars, and they invite their friends and their families, and we obviously now we've opened it up a bit more. It's not just immediate parents, so we have some grandparents that come. We've actually got quite a lot of dads coming, which has been a real joy. So our assistant pastor now comes along. He's a dad, so he joined that group as well with us. It's a really lovely mix. And the same two people that we ask to serve every week.
Yeah, that really helps.
Yeah.
Having some team members who just say, this is our way of doing ministry at Church by the Bay. Retired couple saying, we'll give you Thursday mornings. That really helps. One thing that's really encouraging to me is we've tried loads of things over the 12 years. This is the first time it feels like we're in the West End of Morecambe, which used to be the best end, but it isn't really anymore. Many of us live here. And our church building's here. And the school we used to hire for Sundays is here too. And we've been involved, Vanessa mentioned, the Jam Club and obviously hiring the school. We've been involved. We never managed to get parents along to anything church from that. Whereas through Baby Grows, we've had people from the local primary school, families come to various things, not just to Baby Grows, but from Baby Grows into events where we have a longer gospel talk and even church itself, which has been fantastic. So it feels like that is the group where we've met brand new people to us, brand new people to church at all, with almost no church contact before, and people from the area where our building is and a number of us have been living since we started. So it's been really exciting.
That sounds great. I think there's something to say for those regular helpers. Although obviously it's a big commitment for them to be able to do it every single week, but then having someone consistently there who's the kind of constant must be really helpful to build those relationships up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's good to hear
mums as well. Just to say that, just have the mums saying we are going to be there every week, bringing our babies and talking to the mums.
Yeah,
so they've done a really good job at deliberately doing that and not being the kind of Christian corner and the guests off, you know, actually some mums being really good at deliberately working around the room to welcome people. That's been helpful.
And we have done a bit of training on that. Jerry, sort of once a year, does a bit of training with the parents just to remind them of what the aim of Baby Grows is.
Pretty simple stuff.
Yeah. And just reminding them that this is about their time serving. So where possible, that's not about talking to other church mums. That's about meeting that new mum that's the first time. And it's been brilliant for me. If a mum walks in, I go and introduce myself. Hi, I'm Vanessa. I help run this group. And then find out about them and their child. And then I can just walk them over to one of our church mums and introduce them and know that they're going to sit with them and introduce them to the people around them. So it just, it's been brilliant to have such committed mums in that group and a dad.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Praise God for them. It's great that some of those people are coming along to other church activities as well. What can you help us kind of understand what the process is? What's the next step from attending to the group with your little kid and then moving on?
I wonder, Joel, if you didn't mind, if we could talk first. I think it would flow into it about what we do in the group. It's not complicated, and it'll just take a minute or two, which will then set up, I think, your very helpful question. We just are totally unashamedly a church group, Christians. And so right from the beginning, we've had Bible story time. I mean, it is Bible story time. It's not full-on gospel talk, but this is the center of what we're trying to do. And all our guests know that. And in fact, as you've said, some people have walked away because of that. It's not complicated. It's not a huge amount of preparation, but there's a little craft that goes with it. Yeah. And Vanessa loves leading the singing time as well. With a mixture of songs they may know from other groups and one or two good, simple Christian songs for the families. So that's been the heart of what we do. Related to that, we always invite people to something else every week without fail. There's different ways that we do that. And that is to have just a rolling thing on the screen, pretty easy, just borrowing the same sort of stuff we have on Sunday, rolling around, just telling people about church, about maybe Hope Explored, about the next pub quiz where you're going to get a 15-minute gospel talk.
And we often, so we'll take it in turns to who's going to do the notice. And if it's sort of about church, Ben tries to explain a bit what church looks like.
Yeah.
Because that's a really strange concept to someone that's never been before.
Yeah.
And interestingly, like the pub quiz, someone had done an invite to the pub quiz and I sort of walked over to one of the ladies and was like, "Are you going to come Friday night? It'd be lovely to see you. I will be rubbish at a pub quiz." And I was like, "Oh, how come you're not into general knowledge and stuff?" She was like, "I don't know the Bible." And I hadn't even thought of the fact that people might think, because it's run by a church, it's going to be a quiz on the Bible.
Bible trivia. Pastor's pub quiz.
Yeah. And I was like, honestly, no, it's a general knowledge, normal pub quiz, just run by a church with a talk in the middle at the real gospel heart.
Yeah.
So it's been great. We have a notice about it. Someone tries to explain a bit about it. Yeah. And then we ask the mums or one of the staff members to sort of try and invite their people that they've got to know by saying, "I'm going Friday. Would you like to come?"
So it's four simple things. Screen with the rolling notices. The person giving the little talk will just usually say something about the next thing happening. Personal conversations. And then someone will usually finish at the door with a physical flyer for some of the things, not everything, but some of the things that we do. So it is... people are clearly invited to something every week in one way or another, sometimes all four.
Yeah.
No.
And I think sometimes it's been good to get them to something like the pub quiz first. So some of our mums had never been to anything church related before. And one of them said to me, she was really scared of walking into a church because her grandma always said she'd get struck by lightning. And I was just like, "No, I promise that will not happen." So she came to the pub quiz first, got to know us a bit better. And then they came to one of our sort of social events at a church and came to the actual church service. And I even walked through the door with her just to make sure she was allayed of her fears of getting struck by lightning as she walked in. No.
She's alive and well.
She is.
Great. Can you share any other stories? I love that story about the lady who's worried about the churchy pub quiz.
Yeah.
Have you got any other good stories that you can share with us that's come from this new initiative?
I've got another lady whose little one came along, just loved singing time, and got to know the song "My God is a Great Big God." And her mum said to me,
with the actions.
Yeah, with the actions. And she felt it out. And it was just lovely to see this little girl loving these songs. And her mum said, please, can we stop singing it? Because all she does around my house is sing, My God is a Great Big God. She went, and I keep having to explain to everyone that comes that we go to a Bible thing, because I think they all think that we've all suddenly changed into Bible believing Christians. And I was just like, well, we're praying that you will, but we'll
not yet.
Doing the songs for now. So yeah, that's been a joy. And she actually left the school and she's just joined my jam club, which is the group I run at the school, which from reception to year six, and brought her siblings along as well. So three baby grows. She's then known me and come along to the school club, which is just wonderful. It's been lovely.
Yeah,
there's been some good crossover, hasn't there, which has been fantastic. So we've had conversations we've managed to do Hope Explore one or two ladies, which has been great, events and even church. And that's definitely, we had a good number come at Easter, actually, which changed the dynamic of Sunday morning quite significantly. But that's obviously great, and it's stuff for us to think about. But there's more exciting stuff. Hand back to you for that.
Yeah, so we've had a couple of mums. Well, one that had been to a few events over the years, but then coming weekly to Baby Grows helped her get to know us personally and see that we live this out and that we really do believe what she's been hearing these little snippets of. And she's now a regular at church and brings her whole family and her non-believing husband with her, which is just a joy.
Wow, great.
And another mum who's a single parent, sort of got chatting to her, and I'm a single parent. She was just amazed that a church would employ a single parent and that a church would welcome single parents into their church family. And done Hope Explored with us. And now she's at church and profess faith, and it's been a real joy to see those ladies go from regular weekly baby grows to church on a Sunday and becoming part of our church family, which is just lovely.
That's the best, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what we did it for. And it's just an absolute result we thank God for.
Yeah.
And that's been surprisingly quick. It's worth saying a lot of our work has been very slow. Wonderfully, we have people hearing the gospel regularly with us at our various things that we do. But they're very politely listen, and wonderfully I get to preach Christ into a quiet room at, for instance, a pub quiz, where we may have more than 20 unbelievers in the room, but they just walk away again, it seems. But it's wonderful when you get a story when quite quickly, this time, in this person's case, the Spirit's worked. So it's a joy.
Yeah, it must be such a spur to keep going and to keep pressing forwards. That's great.
Yeah.
I did have a question to ask kind of about your dreams for the future for Baby Grows. I mean, it sounds like some dreams are already coming true, which is wonderful. Where do you kind of see Baby Grows going in the next 2 years?
Yeah, I think just continuing in the way that it is. We would love to get alongside more people and start inviting them into our homes and really getting to know them, not just on a Thursday morning. I think
that's happened a bit. We've been encouraged by that. Some of our church members have just got on with that, which has been lovely. Oh, they've invited that person around. Fantastic. We could do that more.
Yeah.
We do need to think about, obviously, that when the demographics are changing and babies are no longer babies, what we do have our pop-up cafe on a Tuesday, which would be available for some of those people, but not all of them. So it's definitely worth us thinking about how we can explore. Because the church is so close to one of the schools where we run a club, in fact, and very close to another school where we run a club, that's an obvious way into, as we've already experienced as well, from Baby Grows to the kids club at the school. But there's something to think about, Joel. Thanks for the question.
Yeah, and it'd be just a joy to see more of them come to know the Lord.
Of course.
That's what we're praying for weekly. We would love to see more lives changed.
And you really can see some change in them in terms of willingness to engage. Yeah. And they're particularly warm to talking to Vanessa about, particularly about life stuff and mothering and that kind of thing. So that's been really good. Yeah.
That's great. Maybe this is one for you, Jerry. I liked the phrase that was in your submission of Pray for 100 about seeing the gap in the market. It kind of reminded me a bit about my previous role in doing marketing and sales and looking for an opportunity to answer a question that people have, and then then you provide that answer. So that's what you guys have done with Baby Grows. Wonder if you have any thoughts about what that spotting gaps in the market might look like for other areas of church ministry.
Our wish list.
Yeah. I feel like I should have a really good answer for you, Joel. I felt like that was like one of those moments where like, oh, thank you, Lord, that went really well. How did that happen? You know, and we kind of fell on our feet a bit. That's helpful. Yeah, we've tried a number of different things. It's worth accepting that not everything's going to work.
Hmm.
What have we tried that didn't? Well, Hope Explored is not, for whatever reason, it's been occasional one-to-ones. We just cannot get people to commit to even 3 weeks. But we have tried a more targeted, this is something we have tried that's kind of worked, a more targeted, we have a number of carers, childminders come to our pop-up cafe.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday, and can't get them to come to church really. They don't really come to the pub quiz because of babysitting stuff. But what they did warm to was a kind of version of Christianity Explored, hosted by Vanessa and another lady, and kind of a bit more informal than what you'd normally think a course would be. Mm-hmm. So trying to adapt what is just great, you know, off-the-shelf stuff that we all love and have maybe used many times, just thinking, well, we're in our church building, or 3 weeks in someone's home they don't know, or whatever, it's just not going to work. Why don't we tinker? And that tinkering did work, and we should get back on that. That was something that kind of worked.
Yeah. Mm.
Things have failed, and one thing that God gave us that was totally unexpected was some Farsi-speaking asylum seekers just arrived in Morecambe out of the blue with no warning, and it probably happened to other churches elsewhere, but it's completely new to Morecambe. Last summer, and we had to respond pretty quickly. Mm. And we tried some English and Bible classes over the summer when basically we didn't want to do anything. We didn't want to do anything. And we thought we'd better do something. We can't wait till September. It's July, you know. So Ben and I borrowed some excellent material. The name escapes me, sorry, but it's brilliant stuff, which is kind of Bible overview in simple English. So we just thought, we're not going to do English classes. We'll do Bible classes in simple English and do both.
Mm.
And that was fun.
Yeah.
And wonderfully, a couple of those asylum seekers have become Christians, which is amazing. It hasn't had a huge impact on the whole hotel community, but for a few, it's been useful. Mm. That, you know, we've had Polish people in our town since before we began, and quite a large Polish community, and we've not made any sort of inroads really there. We hope to, and we've got plans to, but then suddenly the Lord gave us completely new different people group to think about just on, you know, arriving on our church one Sunday. So yeah, that's been a joy.
And we've talked about maybe running some parenting courses in the future. Yeah. That's through Baby Grows. Lots of parents have sort of said they find it hard to know how to sort of think about discipline and anger. And they're kind of asking for some sort of parenting help, which obviously we talk about on the day if they're, you know, things I've tried or things other parents have tried. But we have looked at maybe running some parenting courses in the future. We'd love to do that for people.
We would. We've got lots of dreams like that. We just be a bit realistic about what's doable.
Yeah.
But some of the things that we've talked about in this conversation, I just want to encourage everyone that some of them are quite simple.
Mm.
Our Baby Grows group is not, there's toys, there's some chairs, there's some free tea and coffee. We just thought it wasn't worth charging. It's not very welcoming. Toast and a tea cake. We'll just do it. Or if you just need to have a few people to be there and to be deliberate about it. And obviously it's using our own building. So it's not complicated. A lot of things we do are simple. And we do just try new things. Sometimes we keep them going for years, like Pop-Up Cafe, and I suspect Baby Grows will be the same. Other times we drop things because they're not, they don't seem to be doing quite what we're hoping. Mm. So it's a bit of a wisdom call. We don't always get that right either. But, we just keep trying stuff, I think, is probably what I would say.
Yeah.
And it's exciting, and the Lord does give us, you can really see some changes in people and sometimes even change into the kingdom, which is fantastic.
Yeah. So that was a bit of a sideball question, sorry, but it's really helpful to think about times when things haven't quite gone well. And the important thing is if you see something, try it and experiment and see if it works.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, don't. And if it does, keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
And I think we're pretty good on feedback. Even Baby Grows has developed because we've had feedback from parents within the church family to say, you know, this would be helpful. And it took a really long time to get parents to listen to the story. Yeah. So they were very happy for their kids to come and listen, but they would carry on their conversations. So we just sort of thought about different ways we could perhaps engage the parents.
I'll just say that we tried loads of different ways.
Yeah, loads.
And we just kept saying, that didn't work. What about microphone? What about this position? What about making the, somehow the parents bring the child to the story area or a different time in the session? We just thought that's the thing we want to fight for. We want to say this is what we're about. And that's definitely worked. So that pop-up cafe version and our baby grows version, we're getting there. But it's taking a while.
We have a bit of fun with it now. It's the only time the children are allowed to shush their parents in the week. So we encourage them to bring mum and dad with them. Yeah. And then we just say, right, mum and dad, it's story time. We're going to say, shh, and get everyone to shush. And that seems to be working and they're engaging more. Mm. But yeah, it has been a work in progress to get them to start listening to the Bible talk.
Yeah, that's great. That's really helpful. Thanks for sharing. As we come to the end, running out of time, what ways can people kind of partner with you guys at Church by the Bay if they want to pray or anything else? What would serve you guys?
Thank you. Oh, we're very happy to take questions and share our one side of A4 model because it's so simple. We just want to encourage people to, if it's helpful in any way, we'd happily talk about what we've done and reassure people really that it's not too complicated.
Yeah.
Obviously, we love prayer. We'd love prayer, of course. We desperately need prayer. We do seem to have wonderfully lots of opportunities that we can't always follow up and explore. So we'd love more hands on deck. I'm sure that's the case for all of our churches.
Mm. Yeah.
How about yourself?
Yeah, I think we've got a summer barbecue coming up, which is at the end of a church service. So we try and have a big thing each term that we invite them to that is linked with church. So you can be praying that they would come to the service and then stay for the barbecue afterwards and games for the kids. Anything we can do to get them in church is our sort of aim.
Yes, that's helpful. And even if it doesn't work, because there's a varied response to that, as you can imagine, we sometimes get a few, sometimes we get a decent amount of people coming on one of our special Sundays at the end of every term. We're kind of building towards it. And it may not be this term, but it may be, you know, they just get this idea of, at some point, baby girls are going to get invited to a particular Sunday. Yeah. So that's something we're working on, isn't it? Yeah.
That's wonderful. Let me pray for you now before we finish.
Thanks, Joel, so much.
We thank you, Father God, for Church by the Bay, for the planting out of Moorlands, for how you've grown that church in the years that have passed. We thank you especially for this Baby Grows group that has grown out of the pandemic, out of an unexpected time, an unexpected ministry has grown, and you have flourish that. So we praise you and thank you for that. We pray that you would help Jerry and Vanessa and the other leaders as they think about that initiative going forwards. We pray that you would build relationships between the parents and carers who are coming along and those from the church who are involved there as well. We pray especially for this summer barbecue event that's coming up in a couple months' time. Pray that as the invitations go out, that people would be drawn to come along to it. They'd see it as a good fun time, but also that we'd see it as an opportunity to find out more about you. Pray that you would draw many people in Morecambe towards yourself, towards your son through this initiative, and that you would encourage the church going forwards. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time, Jerry, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Thank you for people who've been listening and watching. Hope you found it helpful. If you did, please share it around, leave a comment, leave a review, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. And we'll see you next time. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.